Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Blessed Jesus. He's the one. Blessed Jesus. Holy One. Gracious God. Father of all mankind. Giver of all life. We greet you this morning with joy in our hearts, with peace on our minds, and love way down in our soul. Thank you, God, for being the generous, giving God you are, for giving your Son that we might have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Christ, for giving your life for me, and especially for my brothers and my sisters. For those, oh God, who call you Savior, call you Redeemer, call you Healer, mighty, 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 call you Jesus. Jesus. We call you Jesus. And we thank you because of you being a generous God that we are able to be generous in our giving. We bless you this morning. We say amen, amen, and amen. Amen. God bless you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are tuning into this worship experience. We say we give God glory for you, you, and you. We're so glad you're here. We're so grateful you decided to tune in and receive a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy of all our praise. Christ the Lord, let all sing hallelujah. Let us all sing hallelujah. Let all sing hallelujah. Christ, Christ the Lord, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this morning. God, we bless you this morning. Amen. We thank God this morning. And we're so grateful that God is, and he is a rewarder of us who diligently seek him. Amen. And as we continue to love God, to appreciate God, to know God, God knows us. He believes in us. He wants us to do well. He wants us to succeed because he's given us all the tools we need to do these things in this earth until such a time as he returns to take us from this place. Somebody better come on here in the name of Jesus. Listen, let's go ahead and foster this atmosphere of true worship. We're focusing on reaping souls for Christ and empowering the people of God, hey, every day to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and through what? Through fellowship. Listen, as we do that, we can live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Somebody say, living in excellence, we walk in expectation. That is our mission, our vision, our motto, our mantra. Hey, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. You better come on here. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, your virtual community church. We're here to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. If you can't get out to the church building, hey, guess what? You are the church, and we are here with you. We're connecting with you. Do you want to be a part of something that's continuing to grow in God? We're growing in leaps and bounds in what God has called us to be in our lives. We're growing in leaps and bounds in focusing on Him and letting the things of this earth be set aside. Amen. Living in excellence. We walk in expectation this morning. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward all men, for He alone is worthy. Listen, on this past week, we talked about the character of Jesus Christ. And we looked at the very characteristics, the very things that made Him who He was, who He is, how He was, how He is, and what He left as an example for us to live by. We talked about Him being humble. He was an humble man, holy, righteous, and pure. How much love He had for us, and a heart and a spirit of forgiveness, compassion and endurance and submission. He had to submit to be able to go what He went through for us. Humility He had. Obedient He was. He was obedient. Obedient to death, I tell you. And Christ was a kind man, kind-hearted. He didn't put up with foolishness, but He was kind-hearted. But we, hey, talked about the fact. We closed out with talking about Him being a generous giver and how we should be generous givers. And we're in a season now where people tend to give more. They tend to do more. But hey, Christ was generous all the time. He didn't choose a season for generous giving. He just kept going. You see, if you follow Him and follow His pattern of generous giving, it's going to lead you to live life in the fullest. Amen. And so we want to lead you this way this morning. We want to give you some insight and some encouragement on living life in the fullest by being a generous giver, by not holding back, by releasing everything that God has given you back to God. Listen, when you generously give of yourself, you can live life, hey, without regret, without hesitation. You can live life to the fullest. We're going to 2 Corinthians this morning, 8th chapter, verses 1 through 9. And we're going to read that in your hearing. Go ahead, get your Bible ready. Get your Bible ready. Follow us in your Bible. Mark it in your Bible. I know we're going to put it on the screen, but we want you to mark it in your Bible so you can go back and read it and just marinate on it some more. 2 Corinthians 8 chapter, verses 1 through 9 says this. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. My God, for I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the Lord's people. Thank you, God. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God, also to us. Thank you, Lord. So we urge Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I am not commanding you, Wow. But I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Oh my goodness. That means you might live life, what? To the fullest. Through, oh my goodness. Through his poverty, he was rich. For his, for our sake, for our sake, Christ became poor. So that through his poorness, what he gave up, everything he released, hey, we would become rich. We would have everything we need. He was diligent and obedient to death for us. He gave up everything of this earth for us. He didn't try to be a king who wore crowns and rubies and wore gold and, oh my God, and lived in a palace. He came lowly that we, oh goodness, might have more. He said, I come that they might have life and have it what? More abundantly. But as we look at this particular scripture, bless God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it reminds us even that 7 through that 9th verse. Thank you, God. Come on, Elder, bring that back up for me. Since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I need that right there. Since you excel in everything in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Wow. Listen. Listen. As Paul and Timothy wrote this, amen. And they encouraged, amen. They wanted the people to understand that that generous giving of the church of Macedonia when they had nothing, when they went through hard trials. We're always saying we don't have enough to share. We don't have enough. I've got to see about my house first. Yes, that's true. But whatever we have, and our mother taught us this, whatever you have enough to share. If you have a nickel, you can share among 5 people each a penny. If you have a penny, whatever you get with that penny, you can share, because there's always something that can be broken, that can be parted, that can be separated or divided. Listen, he said, I came that you might have life more abundantly, but I gave up all. I gave up all that I was. I gave up even my mother while I was on the cross. He gave his mother up. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness. I am. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am not commanding you, Paul reminds us, but I want to test the sincerity, verse 8, of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. You being tested. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So he's talking to Corinth and reminding them, listen, you all are supposed to be the ones that have it going on. You all are the ones that are supposed to be the true followers. I'm talking to the saints now. You all are supposed to be the ones who know the way of Christ, who understood that he generously gave of himself. He showed us the way to live life in the fullest. And so now we have to be reminded, listen, as we think about those who are in homeless camps, those who are walking the streets, those who don't have a place to lay their head at night, those who don't have covering in homes for their children, those who are in the soup lines trying to get their next meal, Those who may have a little bit but will share with the person next to them. Those who have all of their worldly goods pushing them around in a cart, but would share with the person next to them who has absolutely nothing. Then who are we not to give? Who are we not to share? Who are we not to be generous? Generous, not just in the material things, but in the love. Listen, the church of Macedonia, they were dealing with trials, it says. In their hardest times, it says, they were going through in the midst of a very severe trial. Their overflowing joy and their extreme, oh my goodness, do you see that? Verse 2. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty, oh my God, welled up in rich generosity. It can't come any different from that, y'all. Overflowing joy in extreme poverty. How many of us know how to have joy in the midst of having nothing? We begin to go down. We begin to worry. We begin to be concerned. But in the midst of their overflowing joy, you see this joy that I have? The world didn't give it. The world can't take it. When we have the joy of Christ on the inside, it doesn't matter what we have on the outside. We're able to be abundantly rich, my God. And then we will take what we have and we don't mind opening our hands, not to receive, but opening them to give. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Christ was a generous man. He was generous with everybody. He didn't just heal this person because they were of a certain sect. He didn't hold out on that person because they didn't come from this part. Come on, Samaritan woman. Come on, let me speak to your spirit too. Come on, Lazarus, come on up from that grave. Come on. He didn't seek out the Sadducees and Pharisees. He didn't seek out the kings. Come on. He didn't seek out those of royalty, but he came for those who were low and with him. Thank you, God. And could he have reached those people had he come in already on his white horse? Could he have reached us if he'd come in, come on, already with his head held up high, with his rubies and his diamonds? You see, that would have been a reflection that would have caused us to miss what we really were supposed to be looking at. Because had he come adorned with the rubies and the diamonds and the silver and the gold, you see, the eyes would have been on those things, but not on the man himself who came in the form, oh my God, God in the form of a lowly, not lonely. There's not a friend. Doesn't say lonely, y'all. Like the lowly Jesus. That means he was humble. Humble. And you've got to be humble. You've got to have humility. You've got to be patient and kind in order to be generous. You see, all of those character traits, righteous, compassionate, they cause you to be generous. Oh my goodness, holiness, forgiving, they cause you to be generous. Wow. John 10:10 says this right here. Listen, he came. Let me read 9 for you one more time before we go to that one, Elder. Let's read verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, I'm going to take it personal, for my sake, he became poor. He became poor. He was not poor. He became poor because his father is rich in what? Houses and land. Yet for our sake, he became poor so that you through his poverty might become rich. Now in John 10:10, he says this right here. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Christ have come that they may have life and have it in all its fullness. We know one version says, have it more abundantly. But this I wanted you to see in its fullness. Living life to what? The fullest. You can have it to the fullness of joy that Macedonia had, the fullness of joy that caused even their poverty to become something that they could generously give up. Whatever you have, and my, oh my God, I hear my cousin Barbara, whatever you do, do for Christ. Whatever you do for Christ will last. It will last. It will go further. Even when you are going from the earth, if you've done it for Christ, it's going to spill over. It's going to keep running over. Let the cup runneth over. It's not going to run out. The well not going to dry out. It's going to keep going because God is in that thing. He says, I come that you might have it fully. Now, in this scripture, he's talking from the scripture about the good shepherd and his sheep. Let's look at John 10, 14 through 18. Let's go a little further. Beyond the thief coming to kill, steal, kill, and destroy. He says, I come that you might have life and have it in its fullness, have it more abundantly. Then in that 14th verse, he says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, I must bring them what? Also, they too, come on, God, thank you, will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. I lay down, I didn't take my life. I lay down my life only to take it up again. Verse 18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Generous giving. You want to live life to the fullest, more abundantly? Generous giving. You want to live life to the fullest, more abundantly? Generous giving. Come on. Generous giving. Look at that again. Look at that again. Generous giving. And it's on the way to living life to the fullest. When you find Christ, when you follow him, when you do as he did, because he did it. No one took his life from him. He laid it down of his own accord. He has the authority to lay it down and authority to pick it up again. This command he received from his Father. He already knew what he had to do before he came. That's that obedience unto death that Christ went through. And guess what? We have to become more like him. We have to become obedient unto death. Stop letting the devil fool you. Stop letting the devil play with your mind. Stop letting him make you think, oh, I can bargain with you. I can do this with you. I can do that. He can't do anything but kill you. Come to steal, to kill, to destroy. That's what he came for. He didn't come to bring you life. He came to bring you death. He wants you to walk around breathing dead. He wants you to be the walking dead. He wants you, there's so many walking dead around us right now. Y'all think that's just a show that comes on TV, but people are walking around dead. They don't have any life in them. They don't know what it means to feel alive. They don't know what it means to have peace in their spirit. Let me tell you, they're walking around tormented. They all, listen, we talk about not waiting to get to heaven to live in peace and joy and harmony. We can live it right here, but let me tell you, somebody's living hell right now, going through hell, trying to figure it out. Can't figure out why this won't work, that won't work. But listen, hey, the word of God tells me that he who keeps his mind stayed on Jesus will be kept in perfect peace. Listen, if you want life to the fullest, with joy, unspeakable joy, so that even when the finances run out, even when the cupboards get low, even when it doesn't seem like you have this, that, or the other, in this time of year where we put so much emphasis on those things, listen, I want you to know that Jesus is what you need. Jesus is who's going to bring you through. Jesus is who's going to bring you up. Listen, people are going to be compassionate. People are going to be generous. People are going to be giving and sharing. But listen, it all stems from a man named Jesus. Let me tell you, however it comes to you, don't you think that the Salvation Army did it? Don't you think, oh my God, hey, this company did it, or this church did it. And I want our churches, as we begin, to, oh God, think about the people even more beyond this time of year. As we share and we take care of the widows and we take care of those who are less fortunate, I want us to stop feeling like we're doing it. We're not doing it. It's only by the grace of God. Glory to God in the highest. Yes, we say thank you to those people. We say thank you to you. Come on. But we understand that by the grace of God, that all things are made possible to him who believes. Thank you, God. Who will just believe. Just believe. Believe in Christ. He will cause you with generous giving to be able to live life to the fullest. Amen. Hey, give him some praise right there. Thank you, Lord. He will cause you to live life to the fullest. Amen. Amen. Amen.